Junior and the Trumpeteers with the sound of String of Trumpets, which was Clark Race's theme song on another radio station. I'm Jay Thurber. The website is jaythurbershow.com. We're also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky. Every single day of the week, please no phone calls this week. We are transcribed. Save your calls for another time. Do check in with me on social media. FSN News is coming up next, and then more music on the other side of that. We're also going to hear from Jimmy Kimmel in the 1 o'clock hour. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in San Francisco, I'm Ira Spitzer. The U.S. has launched airstrikes against ISIS in the north of Nigeria. President Donald Trump says they were there to send a message to insurgents in the country who he claims are persecuting Christians. FSN's Jagruti Dave has more from Washington.
Donald Trump has been threatening military intervention in Nigeria for some time, and this was the justification he gave for these strikes, which he described as deadly in a social media post. He said ISIS terrorist scum have been targeting and viciously killing primarily innocent Christians. He added, "Merry Christmas to all, including the dead terrorists, of which there will be many more if their slaughter of Christians continues." U.S. Africa Command said their initial assessment is that multiple ISIS terrorists were killed in ISIS camps. The strikes were coordinated with the Nigerian government, whose foreign minister said they shared intelligence with the U.S. Nigeria has been grappling with long-standing security issues for many years, and its officials and security experts say the situation is more complex than President Trump's portrayal, with both Christians and Muslims facing violence.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky will meet U.S. President Trump on Sunday in Florida to discuss the draft plan to end the war with Russia. President Zelensky says he plans to discuss territorial concessions to Russia with President Trump, as well as U.S. security guarantees, two of the biggest issues remaining to try and end the war, which has dragged on for almost 4 years following Russia's invasion. Ukrainian and U.S. negotiators have spent weeks revising a plan drafted by Trump envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner with input from Russian negotiators. Zelensky also said that European allies are likely to play a role in Sunday's meeting, possibly joining online. The draft agreement calls for a referendum in Ukraine on the territorial concessions in the Donbass region, as well as presidential elections. Israel says its forces killed a senior commander in Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps in a rare strike in Lebanon on Thursday. FSN's Blake Sifton reports from Tel Aviv.
A joint statement by the Israeli military and the Shin Bet Domestic Intelligence Agency said that an Israeli drone strike in northeast Lebanon killed a commander in Iran's Quds Force, who they allege was involved in planning attacks from Lebanon and Syria. The Quds Force is the branch of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps involved in foreign operations. Accusing Hezbollah of trying to rearm and rebuild their capabilities in southern Lebanon, Israel has been carrying out near-daily airstrikes against Hezbollah in recent months, but strikes targeting Iranian operatives in Lebanon have been rare. Blake Sifton, Tel Aviv.
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
This is 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio at McKeesport.
From the Simple Dreams album, 1977, that's Linda Ronstadt. I know I've mentioned this before, but if you haven't seen the documentary, The Sound of My Voice, you need to go watch that. I think that came out in 2019, all about Linda Ronstadt. I'm Jay Thurber. Thanks so much for tuning in to Radio 9. This is Inez Fox. Picking them up and putting them down on a super solid gold Saturday in the Steel City.
March, and I'd like to wish all of you a happy, healthy new year.
Little Peggy March here on Radio 9. Thousands of flights have been canceled and delayed in the United States due to a winter storm that has crossed the Mid-Atlantic region into the Northeast, New York, John F. Kennedy Airport, Newark Liberty Airport, LaGuardia, all warning of potential delays and cancellation. New York City had about 10 inches of snow drop overnight. That was the most expected in 4 years. Temperatures also expected to drop further into the weekend as an Arctic blast swoops down on the East Coast from Canada. Up to 1,500 flights in and out of the United States were canceled, according to FlightAware. This is being called Tropical Storm Devin. When did we start? I know I'm just an old, turning into Andy Rooney very, in fact, I turned into Andy Rooney so slowly nobody even noticed.
Did you ever notice? Doorknobs. Who likes these things?
But Winter Storm Devin, when did we start naming winter storms? Check in with me on Facebook, Blue Sky and Mastodon at Jay Thurber Show. Now to fulfill our Canadian content requirement for this quarter hour, here's Bobby Curtola on Radio 9.
There's a girl in school that I adore. She's a cute little girl, 5'4". She's got a personality, the talk of the town. She sits 3 rows over and 2 seats down. I've got competition, it seems galore, but I'm the guy she's waiting for. I go through life with just one bound, that girl 3 rows over and 2 seats down. I just can't seem to concentrate, I can't buckle down, I never get my schoolwork done, my head's always turned around. I catch the teacher's angry looks when my head's not buried in my books. She knows my thoughts are all around, that girl 3 rows over and 2 seats down. Just can't seem to concentrate, I can't buckle down, I never get my schoolwork done, my head's always turned around. I can't find the time to think, I keep waiting for that friendly wing, the one I want, I finally found, she sits 3 rows over and 2 seats down.
Bobby Curtola here on 1050 Chum. No, on Radio 9. And I looked it up. The U.S. government's policy is not to name winter storms. Isn't this is news that you can use, right? The National Weather Service does not name winter storms, a spokesman says, because a winter storm's impact can vary from one location to another. Storms can weaken and redevelop, making it difficult to define where one ends and another begins. Although the National Weather Service does, of course, name hurricanes and has for many years. We can thank the Weather Channel, which during Halloween 2011 named a nor'easter Snowtober, and then in November 2012 began naming storms after different people's names. The first storm it named was Brutus, apparently. And students at Bozeman High School, this was in the winter of 2012, provided them with 4 years worth of classical Latin and Greek names that the Weather Channel could use. So Winter Storm Devin, I guess, is a product of the Weather Channel, not of the National Weather Service. Boy, aren't you glad you know that?
Yippee-yi-yo, kite-ay, galloping all the way, great big star on his chest. Out crawls all the rest, fastest gun in the West. Yippee-yi-yo, kite-ay, riding around the way, here comes
Jay galloping to the beat. Kind of patch of free. You got soul, and everybody knows that it's all right. Whoa, it's all right. When you wake up early in the morning, feeling sad like so many of us do. I'm a learner, so make life your goal, and surely something's gotta come to you. Say it's all right. It's all right. Have a good time. Cause it's all right. Whoa, it's all right. Now everybody clap your hands. Give yourself a chance. You got soul. And everybody knows that it's all right. Whoa.
Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions on Radio 9. And this is the hardest working man in show business, James Brown. James Brown on Radio 9. Hello. I like the echo. It's going to sound a little bit like Porky Chenwick here. Wait a minute. Let me turn that up. It is I, your Deacon of Doo-Wop, your Salt the Swing, your Cum Laude graduate, the Chenwick's Intruder Poor Allergy. Yeah. How about that? This is your platter pushing papa. All right, enough of that. It reminds me that the McKeesport Model Railroad Club is holding their 75th anniversary open house today and tomorrow. That is going to continue. They've extended it for a weekend because of some severe weather a couple of weeks ago. They've extended that to January 3rd and 4th. They are open 12:30 to 6:30 on Saturday and Sunday. For more information, McKeesportModelRR.com. They're at 2209 Walnut Street. Apparently, a couple of people have come in and said they heard about it from Jay Thurber on the radio, which makes me feel good.
Jay Thurber!
Are you sick?
No, dear. Somebody put too many olives in my martinis last night.
Should I get you a Bromo?
No, I couldn't stand the noise.
My friends all tell me, go to him, run to him, say sweet lovely things to him and tell him. Deep in my heart, I know it, but it's so hard to show it, cause it's easier said than done. My buddies tell me, fly to him, sigh to him, tell him I would die for him, and tell him he's the one. Although he gives me a feeling that sets my heart a-reeling, yet it's easier said than done.
Cha-cha-cha. That was The Impressions here on Radio 9.
WRCT.
At 1:22 chime time. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Jay Thurber. No phone calls this week. Save them for another time, but do check in with me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to hear from Jimmy Kimmel. Support for 88.3 WRCT comes in part from Attic Records. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that buys and sells new and used records and CDs. Attic Records is at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For more information, call 412-821-8484 or visit atticrecordstoreinc.com. And if you or your organization are interested in underwriting on WIRCT, email pr@wirct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. A reminder, December 31st, New Year's Eve. What are you doing New Year's? I hope that you will be spending New Year's Eve with me on the radio starting at 9 o'clock on 88.3 WIRCT with a simulcast, we hope, on Tube City Online Radio. We will be counting down the top songs of December 31st, 1965 with commercials and jingles and news bulletins and all kinds of groovy stuff. So if you can join us, we sure hope that you will turn down the TV sound and turn up Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. That is New Year's Eve, December 31st, starting at 9 o'clock and going right through midnight. When you're high, you feel different.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, hi. Like, I feel way different, man. Like, you think different. You talk different. You draw different. You listen to music different, man. But you probably already knew that.
The problem is you also drive different, and not in a good way. Driving high is illegal everywhere. So even if you've got a medical cannabis card, that does not mean you can drive while you're high. So if you're high, don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, well, that means you're driving different as well. That's a message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
KFB, weather break, go, go!
Wrong station. That threw me off entirely. I need to delete that from the whole old computer. Why that's in there even, I don't know. Mostly cloudy today with a high near 41. Mostly cloudy overnight with a low of 31. Rain likely on Sunday with a high near 60. Rain on Sunday night, low 52. Monday, rain then mixed with snow, high near 56. Could pick up to a half inch of snow on Monday. Snow showers Monday night, mostly cloudy, low 22. Tuesday, chance of snow, cloudy, high near 28. And then on Wednesday, chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy, and a high near 32. This is Ricky Nelson on Radio 9.
A bebop, baby, a bebop, baby, a bebop, baby. She's a gal for me. She got plenty of rhythm, got plenty of jive. And when we dance, I really come alive. My love for her so tender and sweet. My heart starts pounding every time we meet. A bebop baby, still in her teens, just as sweet as she can be. Bebop baby in her old blue jeans is a bebop baby for me. A bebop baby for me. A bebop baby, a bebop. Baby, a bebop, baby, she's a gal for me. I'm gonna find her tonight, we're gonna have a time. I want the baby to be mine, oh mine. A big day's coming for my baby and me. The day she says she belongs to me. A bebop baby, still in her teens, just as sweet as she can be. A bebop baby in her old blue jeans is a bebop baby for me. A bebop baby for me. A bebop, baby, a bebop, baby, a bebop, baby, she's a gal for me. I'm gonna find her tonight, we're gonna have the time. I want the baby to be mine, oh mine. A big day's coming for my baby and me. The day she says she belongs to me. A bebop baby, still in her teens, just as sweet as she can be. Bebop baby in her old blue jeans is a bebop baby for me. Bebop baby for me.
Make it a Bendick old.
Don't say old. Say Bendick old.
Happiest drivers in the world. Don't say old.
Say Bendick old.
Get complete full service care. Don't say old.
Say Bendick old.
Encore Boulevard in Wilkinsburg. That's the place. You said satisfaction full. Put on a happy face and remember.
Don't say old. Say Bendick old.
Don't say old. Make your Bendick old.
Bendick celebrating. Don't say olds, say Bendick Olds. After 2 years of parkway construction, Bendick Olds is easier than ever to get to look over Pittsburgh's premium Oldsmobiles. Take your pick of 83s, or take advantage of low, low 10.9% financing on 82 Omegas, Sierras, and Forenses. For low financing, don't say olds, say Bendick Olds. Ardmore Boulevard, Wilkinsburg, Forest Hills.
Wishing you a happy new year.
Chuba, chuba, my baby. Chuba, chuba.
Hello, stranger. It seems so good to see you back again. Has it been?
It seems like a
like a mighty long time. Oh, I'm so glad you stopped by to say hello to me. Remember, that's the way it used to be.
Seems like a mighty long time. Chibop, chibop, my baby, ooh. It seems like a mighty long time. Chibop, chibop, my baby. Chibop, chibop, my baby. Chibop, chibop, my baby. Chibop, chibop, my baby.
Chibop, chibop. Although
it seems like a mighty long time, chibop, chibop, my baby, ooh. It seems like a mighty long time, chibop, chibop.
Barbara Lewis on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 1:31.
As we stroll along together, holding hands, walking all alone. So in love are we two that we don't know what to do. So in love,
so in the
world our own.
So in love.
As we stroll by the sea together, under stars twinkling high above. So in love are we two, no one else but me and you. So in love,
so in love,
so much in love,
so in love,
so in love,
so in love,
so much in love,
so in love.
We stroll along together. I tell you,
Sound of the Times on Radio 9. Speaking of the Times, did you see that a writer for South Park? I guess South Park predicted a while ago that Donald Trump would put his name on the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts, and one of the writers named Toby Morton purchased the domain names back in August. So he now owns TrumpKennedyCenter.org and TrumpKennedyCenter.com. And if your favorite president wants those URLs, and former, I might add, CMU faculty member
Rick Grinnell, who is running the Kennedy Center these days, the Trump Kennedy Center these days, and what a great job Rick is doing. If they want those URLs, they're going to have to buy them from South Park. Here's Stevie Wonder on Radio 9.
Yeah! Yeah! Ladies and gentlemen, now I'm going to do a song taken from my album, The Jazz Soul of Little Stevie. The name of the song is called Fingertips. Now I want you to clap your hand. Come on. Come on. Yeah. Stomp your feet. Jump up and down. Do anything that you want to do. Thank you. I'm gonna swing the song, yeah, just a one more time when I come back. Just a one more time when I come back. So goodbye.
Stevie Wonder and Fingertips Part 1 and 2 here on Radio 9.
WRCT. Hey, Thurber!
And every year, the monarch, I was going to say the king or queen of England, but it's the whoever is reigning at the time, and King Charles is reigning right now. Previously, it had been his mother, Queen Elizabeth II, but King Charles gave the annual Christmas message to the United Kingdom. And one of the independent TV channels in England, Channel 4, asked for someone to give an alternative Christmas message. And they asked Jimmy Kimmel. As usual, opinions of Mr. Kimmel do not represent those of this radio station or anyone else, as far as I'm concerned. But there's Jimmy Kimmel's alternative Christmas message to England.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Kimmel. I have no idea if you know who I am, but I was asked to deliver this year's alternative Christmas message, which I've heard is a big deal, so I hope you do. But if not, I host what you call a chat show. We call it a talk show, and what you call the colonies, I think. I honestly have no idea what's going on over there. I do know what's going on over here, though, and I can tell you that from a fascism perspective, this has been a really great year. Tyranny is booming over here. You may have read in your colorful newspapers, my country's president would like to shut me up because I don't adore him in the way he likes to be adored. The American government made a threat against me and the company I work for, and all of a sudden we're off the air. But then, you know what happened? A Christmas miracle happened. Well, it was September. It was a September miracle. But the holiday does seem to come earlier and earlier every year, doesn't it? Millions and millions of people stood up and said, no, this is not acceptable. People who never watched my show, people who were on record saying they hate my show, spoke out, they marched, they did this all to support the right to a free expression of speech. And because so many people spoke out, we came back. Our show came back stronger than ever. We won, the president lost, and now I'm back on the air every night, giving the most powerful politician on earth a right and richly deserved bollocking. That's a word, right? I used it properly? And the reason I'm telling you this story is because maybe you're thinking, oh, a government silencing its critics is something that happens in places like Russia or North Korea or LA, not the UK. Well, that's what we thought. And now we've got King Donnie VIII calling for executions. It happens fast. You know, it's funny. We Americans are very proud of not having a king. It's kind of why we left. Earlier this year, tens of millions of us marched at protests called No Kings. You had some of those there. And just for the record, we have nothing against your king. I mean, I don't know if you know this, but his son lives here. We just, well, some of us just have a problem with the guy who thinks he is our king. Here in the United States, right now, we are both figuratively and literally tearing down the structures of our democracy. from the free press to science to medicine to judicial independence to the actual White House itself. We are a right mess. And we know this is also affecting you. And I just wanted to say, sorry. And we want you to know, or at least I want you to know, that we're not all like him. We're not all like that. Look, I know from the musical Hamilton that our countries didn't start off on the greatest note. But I also know from seeing Love Actually that we have a special relationship. So if I might speak on behalf of my country, which I most certainly do not, our message to you, our friends across the pond this Christmas, is don't give up on us. We're going through a bit of a wobble right now, but we'll come around. It may not seem like it, but we love you guys. We even love the things about you that you don't like Simon Cowell, for instance. We are not bright. We're Americans. No one knows better than you. We're always just a little bit late to the game. But do we come through in the end? Maybe. Give us about 3 years, please. Thank you for your patience.
That's about
and thank you for Spider-Man. Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Jimmy Kimmel's alternative Christmas message delivered to the people of Great Britain and the United Kingdom on Channel 4.
Jay Thurber!
Who is that jackwad?
Sports and weather are coming up. And then more news at 2 o'clock. Stay tuned. Here's Christine Cooper on Radio 9. SOS, Heart in Distress. More music after these important messages.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Secretary of Health and Human Services. Every year, hundreds of thousands of homeless animals are killed on America's highways. At the same time, hundreds of thousands of Americans don't get enough to eat. Well, together, we can solve both problems. I'm speaking on behalf of the ASPCR, the American Society for Promoting Consumption of Roadkill. Our volunteers work tirelessly along the nation's highways and byways to scoop up freshly killed animals and provide their carcasses to hungry families. I've visited needy people all over New England, and you can't believe the look on their face when I give them a dead moose, deer, or bear. They don't say thank you. Their expressions say it all. ASPCR is committed to health. Besides providing essential nutrients, the bacteria in roadkill animals help us build natural immunities, saving us from needing so-called life-saving vaccines to prevent common diseases. For just $19 a month, your donation to ASPCR will keep providing Americans with flattened entrails. And if you donate today, we'll send you a cuddly dead possum as a thank you. So go to our website, ASPCR.org, or call the American Society for Promoting Consumption of Roadkill at 1-888-SQUISH. And from everyone here at the ASPCR, safe travels and good eating.
He's so fine.
Do-lang, do-lang, do-lang.
Wish he were mine.
Do-lang, do-lang, do-lang.
That handsome boy with
do-lang,
hair.
Do-lang, do-lang.
One with the wavy
do-lang,
hair.
Do-lang, do-lang,
I don't know how I'm gonna do it.
Do-lang,
but I'm
do-lang,
gonna make a mine.
Do-lang,
be the envy of all the
do-lang,
girls.
Do-lang,
it's just
do-lang,
a matter of time.
Do-lang, do-lang.
He's a soft-spoken guy.
Chiffon's coming down your street in high fidelity here at 1:52. Much more music time. News coming up for you at 2 o'clock and more music on the other side of that. And then what else do we want to tell you about? Let's do sports.
Your front row center at the ball game.
The Steelers are getting ready for their game in Cleveland on Sunday. That gets underway at 1 o'clock. They've got two cornerbacks already ruled out, Brandon Echols and James Pierre. However, since the calendar flipped to December, the Steelers are 3-0. They've defeated the Ravens, the Dolphins, and the Lions. The Baltimore Ravens, Denver Broncos, San Francisco 49ers, and Seattle Seahawks have tied for an NFL best six selections apiece. For the 2026 Pro Bowl, Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce led all players in fan voting. Of course, he's Taylor Swift's fiance. For the second consecutive season, the Dallas Cowboys, LA Chargers, Detroit Lions, and Philadelphia Eagles have five players apiece for the Pro Bowl. That will be held February 3rd in San Francisco. Pittsburgh Penguins are in Chicago on Sunday to play the Blackhawks. The puck drops at 7. Penguins defenseman Harrison Brunicki will represent Team Canada at the World Junior Championships in Minneapolis, St. Paul. The 19-year-old has appeared in 9 games for Pittsburgh so far this season. And in college football, the Michigan Wolverines are finalizing an agreement to hire Utah football head coach Kyle Whittingham as their new head coach. Sources telling Yahoo Sports, the Detroit Free Press, and NBC about the pact. Whittingham is 66. He announced earlier this month he would step down from his role with Utah. He would take over for former Wolverines coach Sherrone Moore, who was fired earlier this month after some legal problems.
WRCT Weather.
Cloudy for the rest of the afternoon with a high of 41. Cloudy overnight with a low of 31. Rain on Sunday with a high near 60. Rain on Monday changing over to rain mixed with snow, high near 56. Monday night snow showers, cloudy, low 22. Snow on Tuesday and Wednesday, high both days in the lower 30s. And then on New Year's Day, cloudy and cold with a high near 25. It's Barbara George from 1962 on Radio 9.
From the Tube Cities.